Coast.
Good morning, I'm Joey Self. Coming up now on 845. In 2014, Dorothy Ousley opened Transitional Options for Women, a housing alternative for women released from prison, a place to learn new skills, grow personally as they mainstream back into society. The residential shelter is on Patterson Avenue in Roanoke. CEO and founder Dorothy Ousley joins WFIR anchor reporter Jay Moreno and I this morning talking about TOFW and what's just ahead. Dorothy, nice to meet you, and thanks for visiting with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Good to see you. Now, Dorothy, you write on your website that you have personal experience with these transitional shelters from a family experience. If you would, as we get started, talk about that and how it helped lead to TOFW.
Well, thank you. Actually, we started in 2005 in Bremerton, Washington, for the same reason that there was no services for women. I personally have a daughter that's been in and out of the program, and thank goodness she's finally got it on track. And my motivation was to be able to give support to women like my daughter who've had support but just didn't know what to do with it. So we've taken that to another level, reaching out to women who need our services.
Now, Dorothy, how hard is it to get a new nonprofit off the ground as you get established before the grants start showing up?
Well, I would like to equate it to having a 10-pound baby walk out. It's very difficult because getting community support, it's always good idea until it's in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So the first 3 years and up until now have been very difficult, but it was needed. So it went from using my own funds to friends, families, whatever means possible to get it up and going.
Was there opposition, Dorothy, from people in the neighborhood when you which is in an old, nice old house on Patterson? Was there opposition from people in the neighborhood because they weren't sure who these women were going to move into your house?
Oh, absolutely. I had two community groups that I had to convince. One group absolutely said no until the final moment, and now they're one of my biggest supporters. And you have to go to city council, and, of course, there was one opposition on that board, too. But thank goodness everybody came together, and now we are in existence and doing well.
Talking with Dorothy Ousley from Transitional Options for Women, the housing alternative for women being released from prison. You've told me before that there's very few transitional shelters like this for women in Virginia. Talk about that.
Actually, we're the only one in this region, and the closest one to us is probably 600-700 miles away. So in the state totally, there may be three, me included, for women.
You can find them for men more often, but because there's much more men coming out of prison than women, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. And then the family support for men is at a higher grade than women. Usually there's a woman waiting on the man when he comes out. But in a woman's case, that support is not there. And so when they get out, the reentry process is just difficult, more so than men.
If you had to categorize the women that are coming in. First of all, how long when they come to Transitional Options for Women, Dorothy, are they staying in the shelter? And you describe they go through the cocoon stages of the program, but talk about that. And how long typically is somebody staying with you before they're ready to, you know, to move out?
Well, we require at least 90 days. That's just to get the dust off. We don't have a cutoff period because everyone is at a progression level differently. So we'll give everyone a chance, 90 days and longer if you're proceeding on as you need. We've had ladies stay as much as 6 months. We recently had a young lady came in, ended up with cancer, and she's been there now almost 8 months because without us, she had nowhere else to go. So the time frame differs from the progression of the woman. Now, the only thing that cuts that time frame short, if you decide you don't want to participate and you find this program is not for you, and you're free to go at any time. But we generally require at least 90 days just to get your feet grounded.
Talk about some of the things that are in the program. I think you're helping them with life skills, job searches, things like that.
Wow, we have life skills. We are now getting ready to get certified with this apprenticeship program through the state of Virginia, where we'll have training for three areas: general maintenance, IT, and cosmetology. We help them with getting financial stability through Freedom First. We help them with learning skills, educational skills. We have teachers that come in and do do training for reading for your GED, because you'll be surprised the number of women who don't have the GED. We have housing now. We have step-down housing that is fully furnished, utilities included. But when you leave the program, you have a second chance. You have a chance to get into a step-down housing, build a real history to move on to the next level.
Is that real? Is that rental housing that you control, or is it a real rental property, or what is it?
It's real rental property that we control.
Okay, because you were telling me in the past that a lot of these people, when they come out of the shelter, they still, because of their background, they still have a lot of hard time. They have a hard time finding rental property in some cases.
Oh, absolutely. The rental properties tell you your background doesn't matter, but in reality, it does. So you end up going back to either the same neighborhood or a slumlord that puts you right back in the same predicament that got you in jail in the first place. So we've been able to acquire some housing that when they leave us, they can still be under the auspice of some of the guidelines of the housing, but they have that freedom to grow without assistance once they leave.
All righty, it's 850 at WFIR. We're delighted to have the CEO and founder of Transitional Options for Women, a housing alternative for women released from prison, Dorothy Owsley, with us this morning. All right, Dorothy, if you would, tell us about the coffee shop you intend to open up soon to help support the shelter. Where is it? What's the status? And what are you going to serve up?
Oh, boy. the coffee shop has been a long-time dream, 3 years coming. But it seems at this date, we should be opening the coffee shop mid-June. It's ready to go, but there are some, there are things in the background that happen.
Sure.
But mid-June will be our focus date. We'll have coffee, teas, and we're working with House of Bread, who teaches women the culinary skills of baking, and the bread that they bake we will sell in the coffee shop, which is a twofold. The women get to learn a skill, get a surf safe certification, plus we have a wholesome product to sell with our coffee.
And where is the coffee shop?
It's going to be on 13th Street, 416 13th Street.
And this is also, I would imagine, also plan is it'll generate some income for TFOW, correct?
Absolutely. Not only would it give us income, but it's give us a training facility for women to get a start when they come out.
We're talking with Dorothy Owsley, the CEO and founder of Transitional Options for Women. It's the housing alternative for women coming out of incarceration on Patterson Avenue. I have to ask you, Dorothy, do you keep in touch with the women that come out of the program? And what's the success rate been like? I mean, are these people staying out of trouble? Or are they leading productive lives now? What's the success rate?
We follow women when they leave. And as of right now, I can honestly say we have probably about a 90% success rate. When they leave, we have women who have left the state. They keep in touch. People who are here. We, of course, Facebook is a good way of keeping up with everyone. They call back to the house and talk to Karen Sheila, who is a house manager. So we do keep a track of women, because once they leave, they're not just gone. They're still part of our family. And we want them to know if something happens, you always have a support system. And support is key to anything that you do in life. If you don't have a support system, someone that you can call on your need, it's going to lead you to the same things that you've done in the past. Mm-hmm. And we're changing that.
I know you're a compassionate person. You must hear some stories when these women talk to you about their background. You must hear some stories, and where you hear, if for a simple twist of fate something could have gone differently. But do you hear some stories where people just got some kind of a bad break and then it went downhill from there?
We get those stories. We get hard stories sometimes that'll break your heart. But we have people who sometimes just basically in the wrong place at the wrong time, and you get caught up. Of course, your love for someone will take you down the wrong path. And we just got a young lady in last week who had a baby. And because we had this alternative housing, and because she was coming to TOFW, she was able to get her baby back. And that was just the highlight of everybody's week. So now she's able to bond with that two-month-old baby. And we were able, in 24 hours, get her everything that she need for that child. So it's stories like that that makes this all worthwhile.
We only have a couple of minutes left. I want to bring up something that's actually now but pushed out to September. But you're sponsoring an opioids and pain management conference, which is now pushed to September. Why did you get involved with that? Is it in part because you see what opioids has done to the community?
Well, my assistant, Ms. Gundora Dalton, was the head spring of that. But one thing leads to the other. And one lady that came, she got addicted because of her grandmother's medication. And well, we need to educate people on not only prevention, but what to do to help people along that way. And education is key. And if you don't know how to solve a problem, you can't fix it. So we got involved with that because we wanted to bring the community awareness, because unfortunately the community doesn't think we have a problem. And we need to know we have a serious problem in this area, and it needs to be brought out in the open. And we thought we would be the one to open that can.
All right. So we'll learn more about that down the road as we get closer to the proposed date at this point in September.
Absolutely.
Got about a minute left that I want to ask you. Again, we're talking with Dorothy Ousley, Transitional Options for Women. Is it easier now, Dorothy, than it was 4 years ago to get grants and other funding, since you've got a track record? And is are private donations from small donors still important?
Everything is important. And it's getting a little easier, but everything's competitive because there's a lot of organizations that are competing. And we try to stay above the rim, but it's getting a little bit easier. But all private donations, everything is always welcome. 1729 Patterson Avenue.
How can people find you online?
We are www.transitionaloption4women.com.
Okay. Dorothy Ousley, Transitional Options for Women. It's a housing alternative for women released from prison. We're going to have to leave it there. But, Dorothy, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.